like a blurry vision. You serve a medal for survival.
Yo, it's Frost Talk here. We at it, we at it, we at it, we at it.
What up, what up?
Stupid. Yo, yesterday we had our
technical difficulties.
We had a Jordan game yesterday. We had a Jordan game yesterday, bro. Let me tell you that.
The Jordan game.
And
get into that.
We're gonna start off with the failure. What was our lesson? Lesson learned moment.
Test it every time.
You feel me? We did, you know, usually we do a mic check. We didn't do a mic check yesterday. And then we did a whole maybe hour and a half, 2 hour episode. Great content. Great shit we was talking about. Real shit. And none of it got recorded. So here we are again. It's Jay. It's Tiggs.
What up?
It's Frost Talk. Shout out to the rebrand. Shout out to the Headroom for the new logo.
Take two.
Check us out on Instagram at Frost Talk Podcast. Welcome to all the reoccurring listeners. Welcome to all the new listeners, which is a lot of you guys. Yo, so how you been, bro?
Chilling, man. I've been high all day. I'll be real with you.
You've been high all day?
We're high all day.
I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there because, low key, this is like a really big accomplishment for me.
I am ranked 15 on TDM for Gears of War 5 in the region.
Get at him.
Facts. I'm putting in that work, bro. Trying to get to the championship, though. I'm like 50-something on fucking competition shit. But yeah, man, just be chilling, smoking, working. How you doing?
I'm good. The music we listen to is, we get a Nas mix today, just, you know, shout out to the God, just because we can. We both love Nas.
Because we're going to throw this out, because this is what we low-key said yesterday. But this podcast is a Nas fan only. No, not yeah. Only, but, you know.
We love everybody. What I said yesterday, and I'm going to say it again, is that we're going to be facts, the only facts. Media outlet right here, Frost Talk Podcast, that does not suck Jay-Z's dick, like all these other media outlets do. Jay-Z's a great businessman, and we have mad respect for Jay-Z here. But at the end of the day, when it comes to this rap shit and all that, and the music as fans, everybody on the podcast is Nas over Jay-Z. Jay-Z is not on anybody's top 10 list here. Shout out to Nas. Shout out to the rest of the crew, facts. You know, I know disrespect, but there's a lot of Jay-Z.
Yo, what you told me yesterday is that Nas was number one all-time hip-hop artist, some shit like that.
What you mean?
You told me some shit yesterday about, like, there was a list or some shit, and Nas was, like, number one.
I didn't say nothing about no list yesterday.
I swear you did, bro. Somebody else told me that shit.
Somebody else might, I swear I didn't tell you about
this. They're telling me, oh, I think so. They told me, like, Nas was one, Pac was two. Kendrick was three.
I don't know. Like, there's so many lists going on, bro. Like, my thing with lists is that I feel like there should be a criteria to, like, if you have a list, it's fine.
Like a theme to the list, right? Like greatest lyricist type
because
shit.
Because you can't top five lyricists. You can't have, to me, you can't have, like, a list because there's so many different types of artists that are great at their own lane. And if you look at the, like, where hip-hop started out, where like, hip-hop, like, that wasn't no lyrical, spiritual, physical, lyrical, like, it wasn't no crazy super barry. That was more KRS.
You dropping the little bar right there?
That was more KRS-One, Rakim, kind of, like,
yeah.
Bringing
sure.
That to the forefront, and that's because they had to have a place to grow from.
You know what you gotta appreciate about hip-hop, for real? Compared to a lot of other genres. I mean, everybody had, like, a different style and shit for certain things. But hip-hop is really, really, really diversified. You have mad different styles of hip-hop, you feel me? You got the trap music, the full-on rap game. You feel me? You got motherfucking, like, pro-era type shit. You got motherfucking KRS-One type shit. Underground hip-hop, niggas like MF Doom, fucking Quasimodo, King Ghidorah. Throwing some names out there, you know.
There are some new underground names. We're going to shout out Joel Ortiz on here. We're going to shout out Royce da 5'9". He's been doing it for a
feel
minute.
Me, niggas like that hardcore hip-hop shit. You got
not
niggas,
even...
Niggas that throw, like, fuck, what's his name? Wow, his name just left my mind, bro.
You know what?
Slick Rick. He was storytelling and shit like that. You feel me? You don't get that too often and shit.
So, I'm going to tie this into some points you made. I'm not going to keep referring to yesterday. We're just going to start fresh. Let's get into some new music real quick. You both did a spliff at the same time. It's crazy. Frost Talk, like your spliffs. We got some new music out. We don't got new music out. There's new music out.
I still haven't listened to it yet.
So, well, you listened to it most yesterday. We got a new Smoke Dizza, Benny the Butcher.
No, that was good, but I wanted to listen to Kanye shit. I haven't heard it yet.
All right. I'm gonna get in my bag again.
You could try.
I'm gonna get in my bag again. You got new music from the show Godfather of Harlem with Pusha T and Swizz Beatz, produced by Swizz. New Davies Nas, that was called Godfather 4. New Roddy Ricch with Gunna, Stay With Me. You got a new Triple X, new Akon album, new Guap Dat.
They got a video for that Triple X song.
Yeah, they got Guap Dat 4000, who was on the Dreamville mixed album. Tank.
But he dropped the whole album, though, right?
He dropped the whole album himself. You got Tank with Elevation. And I said Akon. Smoke Dizza, Benny the Butcher. But, of course, we got to talk about Kanye, right? For some reason. Yeah, but we're just going to keep... You smoke that, I'll smoke this.
The
switching while we talking is, like...
Facial.
Yeah, facial. And then next time, next one, I'll light or you light, and then we just rotate that one. Yo, yeah, but
so you don't like
the Kanye shit. I felt like there's three things I gotta point out. So the first thing I'm gonna point out before I unpack any other layers of it is, you push this album back, right? You had the Yandy album we was all expecting. And you push that, you can't scratch that. Then you got all the hype around this album that you push back to October 25th specifically, which happens to be Drake's birthday, which I didn't know until yesterday.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? You do a press run where you're interviewing, your only two interviews, you mentioned how you go to Drake's house or some shit. Like, I didn't even watch that shit. Like, it's just, bro, you're a different level of petty and nasty, nigga. Like, I don't, and when I say petty, like, I mean, like, now it's the second point I have to make with Kanye's album, right? Well, I'm not going to listen to it or support it. And it's not saying no one should support it. It's just me personally. I don't like you going on rants about last year about Trump and all the other shit, distracting from all the great music that you did work on and put out, right? From all these different artists. And then now, because you saw people weren't really feeling you in like the hip hop side of shit, on the urban side of shit, you're trying to win it back with God and Jesus. And like, I know he's done Jesus records before. I know he has always been religious, but it's kind of like, yo, bro, like.
I mean, I see
like,
that.
Yo, bro, like, you're dragging it, like.
I see that, but I can't also. I mean, like,
you can't boo God, right?
Really could be that he really did find.
I feel you, bro. But it's like, bro. It's like, bro. I felt like we saw with Travis Scott. My third point.
Shout out to fucking Damien Jr. Gone Marley, bro. Him and Nas. Super
Loki
album, this fire.
I felt like, you know, you see his Chance being successful with just being about God now.
The Chance kind of had
the same way he's
of God in his work, no matter what.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you see him after they started working together on Chance's third album, or the mixtape, right?
Yeah.
And then the intro to Kanye's Saint Pablo shit, you see kind of like, and it's a trend. He did the same thing with Travis, kind of like Jack and Travis is getting, then Travis Scott pop. Kid Cudi with 808s and Heartbreaks, you feel me? Like, it's just a trend with Kanye. And it's been mentioned before and all that. It's just me personally. I'm just, this project right here, I'm not really going to fuck
you know,
with. Nine told me it was trash. I'm actually listening to his opinion on it.
I'm gonna check it out because I did like the Ye album. I'm gonna see how this is going.
And I didn't.
But you know what I would like to see from Kanye? I'll be real with you, bro. We need to see good music back. I think in this era too.
Good music.
We need good. We need to see.
What do you mean, good music back?
We need to see them do an album together, like
another album. Yeah, another album together. I feel you. Designer.
We never
designer.
Got a follow-up to that.
Designer got into some. Let me see what. There was some news about Designer, kind of like talking about.
I think his name's called Summer.
Yeah, let me look it up right here.
Yeah,
You know what's happened? His name is Engrossed.
News. So now, this is from October 3rd, though. Good music designer tweets, free me from this label. Maybe he's talking about Def Jam. Not really good music, but let's see what this article says here.
A New York rapper behind 2015's Panda. Da, da, da.
Frustrated with label Good Music on Tuesday. Good or Getting Out Our Dreams was founded by Kanye West, but she's currently serving as president. The message was sent from his Twitter. Free me from this label. Designer previously aired his grievances in February. Nobody's doing this shit for me, bro, he said on Instagram. I signed to Kanye West, but to me, nigga, that's crazy, nigga. That nigga's crazy, nigga. I butchered that shit. But to me, nigga, that nigga's crazy, nigga. Quote.
That's exactly what he said. Quote.
Designer last released an EP called LOD. It was released May 2018. The Fader has reached out to designer representation for comment. That's from the Fader. I heard some other news about like his songs being leaked and Pusha T pressing people about leaking it, and about how a bunch of the tracks from The Godfather of Harlem was supposedly supposed to go to designer that Swiss produced.
But he switched up.
I don't know if he switched up, or maybe they didn't pay. I don't know. I don't know behind the scenes of it. I don't really believe everything that's out. Good Music definitely should come back and do a project together, but I think you have to have the Kanye right and in that mindset to that where he making music that they all fuck with too.
I wouldn't say Kanye right because I think a lot of artists on Good Music can do their own shit. You have Big Sean.
You're going to do a Good Music project without Kanye though?
No, you definitely do have him on production. Definitely have Kanye on production for a fact, but I think people should write their own shit. I mean, the music, I think they should sit down together as a group and collectively make a track together, put their ideas together, you feel me? And they'll come up with some fire shit.
I mean, they had a track that came out last year, I think, called Champions that was all together.
It was
all
right.
I think they'll do a project without, I think Kanye would want to rap. I don't think he would just produce and sit back because last project they did.
He could. But I want to hear everybody do their own shit. You feel me?
See, for me.
I think the album should be a work where you hear a track. It's kind of like each artist's individual like style. You feel me?
Like a Quality Control did.
Yeah, and not to bring it up, but like even like Wu-Tang, you know, you feel me? Like where some songs you hear, it's kind of like, you know, more ODB, or this one's more GZA, this is more like fucking RZA, this is more fucking Ghost. Feel me? Shit like that. But if you have like maybe two or three other artist features, or just even a whole like one track type thing.
Well,
like Big Sean could kill a whole track himself.
Actually, that brought me to this next point here. The new artist coming out, I believe, either early 2020 or end of 2019. That kind of somewhat been confirmed. The Game, November 29th, I believe I saw.
Wait,
French.
For what was this for?
Album's coming out.
Album?
So okay. By the end of 2019, early 2020.
Okay, so The Game.
November 29th. French. Dave East, November 8th.
Okay.
Lauryn Hill, okay. Supposedly, right? Jim Jones, she said he's dropping another one December.
Okay.
And Big Sean.
I want to hear Big Sean.
Because I was tying it all together. Big Sean, I feel like, has been slept on. I think this is his time. I think his mental health is right now.
He's so slept on, bro. His albums speak volumes. The shit he talks about, a lot of his music is amazing. His dope. I actually enjoyed the album he did with Janine. It was fire.
And even though they broke up, they said they're still cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was on one of his singles.
But they have like they have this dope chemistry on their album.
On music together.
Yeah, yeah, music together.
Any song together they have, period, has been fire.
And just him as an artist overall, like bro, he's fucking dope, bro. He really talks about some real shit. He be having some like fire shit. Like, he slept on, bro.
Facts.
You don't really hear people talk about him. He slept on.
So.
You know what I like? That last album he did. I forgot what it was called. It might have been maybe another album after that one.
What name a song from it?
Halfway Off the Balcony. That's my favorite track.
Halfway Off the Balcony.
Bro,
I think
he spit some shit.
He had
on
the
it.
Shit with Wayne, right? Deeper.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He spit some shit on that track. Like it was like really some dark shit.
I would argue that was his best album.
You think so?
I would argue that was his best album.
I think collectively, yeah.
As a whole, facts. Because he had a little bit of everything on that. He snapped on this shit when Mike Will made it. Facts. He snapped.
Yo, this is the album as a child that got me into Nas. I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
This album, I discovered it in my uncle's room. And Book of Rhymes, he was spitting some shit. And it put me on. And I just been a Nas fan ever since then. So I was like 8 years old.
Shit. Just breaking up the segment. Shout out to the advertiser. Shout out to Anchor.
I hope you tested that shit last time.
Nah, it's there. It's recorded.
You saw it?
It says 1524. It's recorded.
Finally.
Shout out to Z. We learned from our mistakes out here. I was going to say, speaking of new music and all that, tying into we're going to talk our topics off and shit. Last week, Gucci Mane dropped another album. Second album of his year. All right, so to break the story down, he came to New York doing trying to do a press run. He was on Hot 97 Ebro in the morning, and he basically tweeted or put on Instagram a little shout out Angela Yee, basically saying she banned him from the Breakfast Club because she still want him. And there was like interviews in the past where she was flirting, and then also when there was like an awkward moment at the Breakfast Club and. Yada yada yada. Fast forward to now. Fast forward to now type shit. Basically, he went on Charlamagne's platform on YouTube. In the interview where he basically said, "quote, what do you call it? Envious sucker, basically.
Sucker ass nigga.
You was on my dick.
Deuce Mero Envy.
Oh man, you guys got a YouTube that Deuce Mero Envy shit. That I mean, they squashed the beef now, but that shit was funny as fuck. But basically, he said some disrespectful shit about
Angela Yee.
I personally felt like he called her a bitch. I don't feel like you should, as a married guy, still be in this type of time where you know...
This mindset.
This mindset, like, where you calling women bitches and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's corny. Like, you bringing up old shit. You could have just squashed the shit behind the scenes. But since you brought it up publicly, she went in an apology publicly. And... Now you got yourself into more shit. And, like, I'm not the type of nigga to be like, yo, how does your girl feel about it? But, like, bro, imagine how your girl would feel about it. That's, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
I learned that shit throughout the years, bro. That's a fact. You got to always think about, yo, how would your shorty feel if she heard you going and some dad in the third?
About past relationships type shit.
Some extra shit you was fucking with, some shit like that. Yo, keep going, son. That's, like, not from the end, that song, Lil Baby, from the album
you love that album.
Close Friends. I do. Close Friends.
Close right? Friends.
He says on there too, nigga said, if I was you, I wouldn't take you back if I did what I did. And that's some real shit. Like, you gotta sit there and think about it like real, like, would you be okay with this shit?
Yeah, bro, Rich dollars. Yo, what's up with you loving hip hop niggas,
rich
yo?
Dollars.
Yo, and then Trick Daddy reported, Trick Daddy claimed bankruptcy.
Let me talk about rich dollars, bro. Yo. All this money you be jacking on the show, this and that, bro. You this nigga, dog. Not for nothing. Wasn't there videos of this nigga with his baby mom too?
She was on the show.
From me, like, did
she was. But, I don't know if he has another one though.
Rich
but.
Dollars arrested again in deadbeat dad territory. My guy, hey, child support, bro.
This is according to the feds, TMZ. We're told Rich owes more than $125,000 to the mother of his child. We're told Rich posted $20,000 bail with an agreement to start making monthly child support payments. Sounds like, to me, he has
some... Can we talk about how he owed $125,000 in child support but somehow was able to post a $20,000 bill.
Yo, bro, baby
what
mom.
What the fuck?
Baby mom's at a double.
No, just think about the logic of that. He owes X amount of money, but was able to pay this amount of money to get out of jail. What?
Yo, bro, baby moms can be the devil.
Some can be vindictive. Yes, hell have no fury like a woman scorned. And forget that.
Especially if it's a toxic relationship. Shots from the lost tapes.
What a lot of dudes I think about though, for real. Sometimes you could be the toxic person and you're creating the toxicity amongst her, and she's now gonna be toxic to you. Energy you put out is the energy you get back.
Shit, I wish my baby moms could be more like casual and just be cool. You feel me? I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm the problem, but then I gotta look at the facts too. But an ex will always put you onto game, bro. An ex will always be real honest, because there's no bullshit. Y'all already done the shit, so it's like sometimes an ex can give you the most best advice, yo.
Sometimes you gotta sit down, take a deep breath, and just eat that shit, nigga, and say, okay, just agree to whatever she wants. You feel me? You might be mom's a mad cool, you feel me? Like, we chill, we talk sometimes from time to time. We there for each other. That's it, you feel me? Like, all you gotta do is sometimes, like, yo, you know what? Is it worth really sitting there? And not for nothing. Then they gotta think about, yo, it's not for nothing other than your kid, you feel me? Just do it. Some can be tough, though. Some can be tough. I'm a wild, bro. And I always hated the idea that just because you sleep with somebody and get pregnant, that you have to be together.
I hate that concept, too.
I feel like you should get out of that. That's toxic. Bless you. That's toxic, you. Bro. Because it's like, yo, you don't have to be together.
There
like,
are situations where you have a girl. You ever had a girl like you just stopped fucking with because you guys are just so cool?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just had a girl that was, like, such a good, like, you guys were just good friends. So it kind of felt wrong to fuck, like. Like, especially the brother-sister type relationships you have. Because I always feel like you need as guys, we need female friends to put us in check.
But you know, not from nothing. Because I've had some, and they don't put you in check, bro. Sometimes they encourage the shit, bro. Sometimes they really encourage the fucking nasty.
I feel like sometimes they just want to be part of the niggas.
I can see that. But it should. Motherfuckers should always put motherfuckers in check, bro.
Church. That moment the smoke gets in your eye, guys. Everybody hates that shit. Yeah. Nah, but I don't know. I always feel like you need a female friend. I feel like females can be the most realest people in your corner. Just don't fuck them.
Don't fuck your friends. It's not worth it.
Don't fuck your friends.
Don't fuck your friends.
I say fuck all your female friends.
Don't fuck your friends.
Friends with benefits is great. Just don't catch feelings.
That's why it's not great, because you're friends and it ends up somebody catching feelings, bro. It doesn't work out. Trust me. No.
What are the topics we got?
We have a topic, random topic time. You want to make it, you want to get into some motivation shit? Want to feel motivated? Want to feel good about something going on in the world today?
I don't know how I feel about that, but let's do it.
Just got to try to be positive. Got to try to be positive, bro.
Always put our positive out there. Always, always exude positive energy.
That wasn't very positive. Let's hear some good news about what's going on in the world today. Lyft,
what?
Lyft offering free rides to job interviews and first 3 weeks of employment. Okay.
So how do you set that up?
Lyft is trying to play a role in lifting communities out of poverty with their new jobs access program, offering free rides to and from job interviews. It's from October 26th. Some Channel 8 news somewhere. I don't really care. Citing a recent Oxford study, Lyft says one of the strongest factors in the odds of escaping poverty is commuting time. That is true. But I think that's more true in places outside of New York, where because New York, the MTA kind of keeps everything within an hour and a half, 2 hours. The most 2 hours is from Queens to the Bronx or some shit like that.
Bro, from Far Rock into like
the city,
Queens, bro, just Bridgewood alone is like an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, but that's a weird. You're right. It shouldn't.
It shouldn't take that long.
It shouldn't because it's Queens.
And
then
check this out from Far Rock.
But that's a weird route.
Check this out. Put in from Far Rock right into the city, like 14th Street and shit like that. It's only about 2 hours, 2 hours and a half, 15 minutes. Not that much more from going to Ridgewood.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
It is fucked up. That's more the buses too. I know they shut some buses down and shit, but you're right. And I know they're building some shit. They were supposed to build some shit for you to get to Astoria, like downtown Brooklyn, pretty quick. But that's because both those neighbors have money.
My anxiety makes me want to do it. Sorry.
Yo, but this is good. This is good. Just debuting in 35 cities in the United States.
What other good stuff? What other good news is going on? Just Google good news. See what pops up.
Oh, man, I'm not doing that.
You never know. Maybe some really good stuff pops up.
Let's see. We could get into some real shit. Last time we had in the Lost Files, we
AOC grills Mark Zuckerberg about political ads on Facebook.
Now, guys, the videos on YouTube, hilarious.
And this is from the Business Insider that we're going to click on.
You want to try and play it? I don't know if it's going to sound.
We could try. Let's see if it's loud enough. Bro, you guys got to watch like the video to look at her face and how like Zuckerberg reacts. The dude basically starts stumbling over his words and shit. Like, she just really, really intimidates him. We need that. We need more powerful figures like that.
Like AOC. Empowering people. Shout out to the squad. Why am I doing... Last time I just YouTubed it. Let me just YouTube it.
Word.
I hate when, like, you try to upload a video and it's from, like, a website.
A whole bunch of nonsense.
It's like everything has to go through YouTube, bro. YouTube has that monopoly. Vimeo, Vivo, fuck out of here.
Hi, it's Tony Robbins. Unless we have a question
for
you. What are you going
to
do?
Yo, don't you hate when YouTube ads play?
What did you need, bro?
Alright.
Put the volume up and shit. Alright, guys, let's listen to some of the stuff she says.
The official policy of Facebook now allows politicians to pay to spread disinformation in 2020 elections and in the future. So I just want to know how far I can push this in the next year. Under your policy, you know, using census data as well, could I pay to target predominantly Black zip codes and advertise them the incorrect election date?
No, Congresswoman, you couldn't. We have, even for these policies around the newsworthiness of content that politicians say and the general principles that I believe
he's
that.
Not sure what to
but
say.
You said you're not going to fact check.
Cut him off.
If anyone, including a politician, is saying things that can cause, that is calling for violence or...
Cut him off.
Could risk imminent physical harm or voter or census.
See, the stuff that he's listing is not what she asked about.
Policy. We will take that content down.
There is some threshold where you will fact check political advertisements. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Congresswoman, yes, and for specific things like that, where there's imminent risk of harm.
Could I run ads targeting Republicans?
She definitely keeps cutting them off on purpose, too.
Repeat that.
Would I be able to run advertisements on Facebook targeting Republicans in primary saying that they voted for the Green New Deal? I mean, if you're not fact-checking political advertisements, I'm just trying to understand the bounds here. What's fair game?
I love this woman, bro. All
right, shout out to AOC. You guys need to know who AOC is if you don't. But I don't even know how that sounded on the mic, but basically...
She grilled Zuckerberg for allowing political ads with false advertisement. If you guys haven't, go on Netflix and watch The Great Hack.
I'm going to say this. If you pay attention, he doesn't really respond to her. He basically like goes around the question and gives out other examples. So you're saying is that you give out, you wean out basically like anything talking threatening, anybody talking maybe some racist shit, right? But when it comes to lying on your political ad and giving out false information to gain follow and votes, you don't check that. That's the problem.
I thought of a new word for unpacking. I thought of a new term for us.
What?
Rolling the clips. Because when you roll the clips, you gotta break up the... You feel me? Breaking the clips up. Unpacking this even more. There's a lot of our information that gets sold to advertisers. And a lot of it goes to help Barack Obama in his presidency. On the flip side, also helped Donald Trump in his presidency. Other than our information also being sold to like Russia and other countries, and this is all public information. You could look it up online or Google or on Netflix. Watch The Great Hack. In other countries, citizens are getting money from their information being sold through social media to advertisers.
Yeah,
and you know we're not at that point yet. The reason I advocate for Andrew Yang as president so hard is because everything's about money and economy, and I think that's where more of our mindset needs to go to. And what she's doing here, basically trying to protect the integrity of whatever democracy system we have, whatever integrity that is left. Like, because if you have people running for president and they're putting out any information they want to on Facebook and it's all you see, and it's
false info.
Yeah, and then it could be like
you're dangerous.
It's dangerous. And you can have a friend that you don't know that might like a Trump post, and then all of a sudden you see Trump posts in your feed, and then you know you start thinking, okay, wow, he did this for this community. Oh, unemployment went down since Trump's been in office. Oh yeah, and it's like fact check this shit, bro.
We talk about the unemployment rate joint. Do you know that people believe he actually caused the unemployment rate to go down? Because of some stupid fucking speech he gave one time where he says he did so. And his numbers were way off. And if you look this up on the government website, because I found information, I had an argument with somebody at work about this, right? It wasn't him. He basically inherited it. And all he dropped it down was maybe like 7 points, like 0.7 points type shit. So when Obama left presidency, when he gained presidency, it was like about 16%, right? When he left, it dropped down to 4.7. When this nigga took presidency, the first like year or two, it was like 4.1. Then it ended up being like 3.9 recently, 3.8. You gotta relax though. Hey, yo, you ain't do nothing, bro. You just sitting there tweeting. What else we got? What else we got?
I ain't going back to jail. Next time
we try to look for. I was fresh and D. Think about it sexually. Yo, we'll talk, bro.
So remember the Latina actress? I forgot her name, bro. Let me look it up right now.
Gina Rodriguez. Well, we already spoke about more. That's how we feel about the word, right? So I think her being Puerto Rican, we're fucking black, man. You think there's nothing wrong with her? Somebody else, I forgot who it was, but they said the same shit. Yo, she gets a pass, bro. She's Spanish. Like, yo, we got a pass. I just think it depends where you're from, how you feel about it. You feel me? It depends how the word is integrated, where you grew up at, how it was used around you. On the real, if there's really that big of a problem, I think collectively, as a nation, we have to just get rid of it. We have to get rid of it. Music specifically.
Gina is Puerto Rican by blood. In the past, she had been involved in controversies involving the black community and racism. There was a time she caused a campaign against Latin women and black women because of their anti-black remarks. The recent incident of Gina Rodriguez using the N-word shows a wide use share claim on the N-word by Latin communities in the U.S. The incident had put emphasis and lengthened the gap between the two groups. In some immigrant communities all over the country, Black and Latin groups live closely with each other and separate from the white communities because of historical racism.
That's why we use the N-word.
This may be one of the reasons for the ease of using the N-word by non-Black communities. In diversified neighborhoods, problems and issues on discrimination... But it is taking whatever the fuck we just said, bro. They in our heads. We ain't read this shit yet.
They're in our heads.
I'm trying to see what the fuck she did before.
I just called you, but it hung up right away.
Yo, but I don't know, man. Maybe she's a little confused. Maybe she grew up a little privileged. I don't know her past. But I don't know, bro. I feel like she gets a pass for me. And I think someone needs to like take her to the side and educate her on her past or whatever she might have done in the past. But if she's going to use that word, she has to understand the culture and understand the use of the word and all that. But she was just singing along the lyrics.
Yeah, that's why I always say context.
Remember, there was a little Dicky, not little Dicky himself, but like there was a group of college girls, I think from some sports team, and they were all singing the N-word to a little Dicky song where Chris Brown and him switched places.
Yeah.
That Freaky Friday song.
Yeah.
And I think that, like...
They thought they got a pass.
Because they're singing along. People think they got a pass because they're singing along. I don't think there's a pass. I think, like Trevor Noah said...
I think, if we're going to be honest, bro, collectively, we just don't give white people a pass.
I think that Trevor Noah said, like, when you was young and you were singing along to a song on the radio, you would bleep out the curses. You wouldn't say... You would be like... The police coming, you know, I got it back. You would cut it off. You wouldn't say the curses and shit like that.
I said the curses.
In front of your mom, you was bold.
I mean, in front of my mom's. No.
That's what I'm saying. In front of your mom's, you wouldn't say the curses, right? You would bleep it out. So it's like you can bleep out the word. It's not, no, I'm in the vibe. I have to say the N-word. Like, no, you're doing it because you think you get a pass because it's a song. And it's like, all right, chill out. Trevor Noah also said he was joking, but he was saying he said that to because of his joke about in the stand up about how rappers should have a alternative version for people who aren't Black or brown. So
ninja, bro.
But that's offensive to the Asian community.
Oh my god.
Noodle.
That's not offensive to the Asian community.
Everybody got noodles.
Asians got noodles.
Italians.
Asians.
Let the Italians have it for this one.
You know Asians have noodles. That's like their shit, bro.
Let the Italians have it for this one, bro.
Listen. Somebody got to come up with an alternative, bro. But collectively, let's just get rid of the word then. That's really that big of a deal.
That's how you feel, right?
Bro.
Just get rid of the word.
Let's just get rid of the word altogether. Specifically, get rid of it in music. If you start getting rid of it in music, everybody will stop using it.
Yo, you know what we got to talk about? Let's talk about right now. Let's unpack Rhythm and Flow Netflix. We're gonna let's break the clips up for Wu-Tang. Shout out to that show. What else you been watching? Rick and Morty's coming out. They announced his 5 episodes. I'm watching My Hero Academia shit later.
Supposedly they're going to drop 5 episodes for Rick and Morty in one shot.
And they're going to drop 5 more, I think, next year. Like early next year.
Split in the season, huh?
Yeah, early next year, they said.
But why give it to us only one shot, bro?
I don't know if it's one shot, but I like it. I don't like waiting. I want to binge them.
All right, we'll see how this works.
I mean, all right, so how about... yo, bro, we listened before the show. We listened to all the Rhythm and Flow finalists. I like that show. I like what they did there. I like... shout out to all of them. Shout out to D-Smoke. I like that he created a platform.
Flawless. He killed it, bro. That show's from the heart. It was real. He had all this energy about him. Everybody fucking did their thing.
Yeah.
D-Smoke won, right?
D-Smoke won. I like London too and Troy, man. But I like that all of them got kind of a platform, and on Instagram they all kind of popping now. So I hope they all have careers out of it. Sorry. Now, how you feel about that Wu-Tang though?
Season 2?
They gotta be season 2, but that's on a cliffhanger.
You gotta see how YouGov and Master Killer get into it.
Nah, I think they're gonna just show. I think they're gonna start. They gotta finish showing about how the first album comes about. Like, who's that lady?
I was discussing this earlier, right? Because if you watch the Wu Tang Mics of Men, it's basically the show more or less. So you kind of see a little bit more, right? So I actually was reading about them too at one point. So to break down the show and to show you a little grasp of like what's going on, why I think there's a season two. The show basically is when they are all in together now, also known as the fucking forces of the Imperial Master, right? It was Aeson, Unique, fucking this nigga, Prince Rakim, but he was, I think, the specialist.
Yeah,
he's a scientist.
Hold on a second. Shout out to him.
Sorry, guys, we gotta have a pause for his buffoonery. Use that word from now on, guys. Buffoonery. Other news, I'm just waiting for some anime. We need some new Dragon Ball and all that, yeah. What's up, bro? Yeah, I think some chairs, yo.
I don't got no chairs, bro.
Alright, what? Get the fuck out of here.
You watch the Wu-Tang shit?
Nah, you watch
the episode. Oh, so we can't even talk about it no more.
What part you saw up to?
Huh?
What part you saw up to?
I saw the last episode. I
didn't
watch the new one yet.
The new
one when it came
on.
I need to watch that shit,
though. Facts.
I'm
gonna throw
that shit on later, dog.
Yeah, show it on. Nah,
yo, we need some food, though.
Yo, facts.
We need some food, though. What was I saying before?
You want to see how you got in?
Oh, the show, the beginning of the show, right? It's basically, chill it, yo.
It's good, bro.
Yo, basically, the beginning of the show is when they're all in together now. That's why Aeson, hold up, relax. That's why Aeson, fucking Jizza, and RZA were already like kind of chilling and shit all the time. Feel me? And then how they met everybody else.
I like how Davies come on when you guys walk in.
Think about it, the way the show ends and a lot of the stuff that was built up. We got to see how the other guys got into it. We got to see what happens with D and this nigga's sister. We got to see what happens with everything, bro. We got to see what happens leading into the second album. All of that shit. Feel me? Niggas get locked up and everything, bro. How they got into their individual labels.
Facts. Two babies, every couple of them, like 15 minutes or so. Don't click that. You like the next one, Papa? What are we talking about next? We're talking about. Eminem, October 25th, according to Hip Hop DX now. Eminem takes a swipe at Lord Jamar during an Abu Dhabi concert. The article reads, Eminem and Mr. Porter are currently on tour overseas. During a stop at Abu Dhabi's Du Arena, the notorious rap god took a swipe at Brand Nubian MC Lord Jamar, who has been one of Shady's most outspoken critics. At some point during the show, he stopped the music to tell his fans about a recent dream he had, or nightmare, technically. Who writes this fucking whack shit? This shit should sound so much cooler. This is Hip Hop DX. Like, I feel like if you're writing a hip hop article, you could fuck around. You could be like, yo, Eminem. You should be like, yo, that's sexist. You should be like, yo, Eminem want to smoke. You should be like, yo, Eminem really want to smoke. Like, that's what you should say.
Enthusiasm would come from a girl. Guy wouldn't be so enthusiastic.
I'm gonna read who the article's wrote by. I got the name here. I had a dream that I was a fucking nobody who sucked that rap. He said, "Do you know who I was, Mr. Porter?" You gotta do Mr. Porter's voice.
Who?
Lord Jamar.
That's weird, bro.
From there, he was probably fucking around. From there, M went into a criminal from 2005, Marshall Mathers LP, which excited the roar from the crowd. And the video's online. This is from Hip Hop DX. Yo, Kyle, wrote by Kyle. Whatever, bro. You're sexist. I'm for everybody. Yo, so. Yo, so. I mean, Lord Jamar has been talking shit about Eminem for a minute. He came out. Royce had to come to M's defense online because M don't ever go online. M went at Lord Jamar at his last Kamikaze 2 when he was shady again. I think everybody wants Eminem to be shady, and he don't want to be shady. He wants to make conscious music. And as a legend in hip-hop, he has the right to make music without the expectation of having to sell out all the time. And I think that's one of the problems. Eminem, he's expected to always be number one.
What people don't understand is Slim wants the drugs, bro. He don't want to do that. He's not that person no more. He's
Marshall Mathers. Similar with, like, Chance did with ASAP. Like, that was a point in time. That's not him, his whole career. You know what I mean? You know,
they evolved from that.
They evolved. They go through changes in their life.
That was the whole point of his albums, when he had Relapse and the Recovery. Like, that was good to understand that. Like, he even named them that for a reason, bro.
And the Revival was something where he was trying to speak out to, like, more than just rapping, you know?
He was getting Bobo conscious. But nobody could touch Ando, bro. Nobody
I don't know why I know anybody wants smoke with Eminem, like,
nobody can touch him, bro.
I don't understand that. Like, let the nigga... I'm sorry to call him. Let him... Yo, can we talk about that?
What?
Oh. Nigga... Can we talk about, like, Eminem hasn't... I mean, he said it in his past, but he don't say it no more. Justin Bieber got in trouble for saying it. In New York, we kind of have that environment where, like, I mean, you said white people don't say it. I know mad white people that say it because it was just
raised. I know some, but I told you it's so the reason why I know some white people get passed on this shit, bro, in New York is because motherfuckers come from where we come from.
That's why the Spanish people get a pass.
Nah, but we get into it, the Spanish joint. Let's roll out the clips.
Right? It's catching on, huh? It's catching on.
So, Spanish people, if we're going to get technical about it, bro, we're black. You know what I mean? If you really look into the history of Latinos and where we came from, specifically Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, yo, we're black, bro. We're Caribbean out there, you feel me? Cuba, you feel me? And we were Taino Indians. We were African slaves. Our countries were fucking slave ports and shit. They made our fucking people interbreed. There's all types of shit that happened out there, bro. That's why some of us is white, because they got raped, you feel me? And I had some dude tell me before, yo, like, reason y'all get a pass is because y'all all people of color. At the end of the day, the way white man looks at you guys are all niggas too. Feel me? You guys all come from the same hoods, the same projects, the same struggle, the same racism, all that shit. Feel me?
I'm gonna roll the clips up for me personally. But my grandpa immigrated to this country, and even in Gabriel Iglesias' show, bring up the clips. Even in the Gabriel Iglesias show on Netflix, Mr. Iglesias, he even said when he came to this country, back in his day, he either was white or black, and he had the profile as white, even though he's purely Latinx, right? That's the term, Latinx, Latino, Hispanic, whatever. Basically, there was a time where it was either you was white or black. So for Afro Latinos, for us, my grandfather had to say he was black, and he had to abandon a lot of his language and heritage because over here that shit was like voodoo-y. That shit was weird. That shit was like, oh, nigga, you don't belong here. So like, they would call him nigga. So like, for me, I'm saying nigga. I had people try to press me one time too, and it's like some fake revolutionary niggas try to press me, and I'm like, I know, I'm saying nigga, fuck out of here, like, and all my Spanish niggas, all my niggas are saying nigga too, bro, like, that's what I'm saying, like, bro, niggas come from the projects, like, niggas come from the bodega, like,
and it's, you're not from the thing, but let's be real about this, bro,
nutcrackers at the bodega, bro, dollar duchess, nigga.
It's the context. It's what you say and how you say it. You feel me? Not to mention that there's a difference between the ER and the A. I hear a lot of people fuck around and slip the ER. And it's like, yo, watch what you're saying. You feel me? But with the A, we know it's a whole different word.
To roll up the clips even more, bro, a lot of slaves went to
break up the clips
more, bro. You know, a lot of slaves during the slave trade were sent to Puerto Rico, were sent to Cuba, Haiti, DR, whatever, Jamaica. And that's why a lot of those religions like Santeria and others, like I think even Rastafari is connected to Africa.
Bro, my grandmothers are black. I'm pretty dark. My friend, I'll be real with you guys. Me, my sister, my mom, and my cousins, we're the darkest out of everybody else. All my cousins are light.
And like all those religions are kind of like they were masking. They were like to mask the African religion that they came from. If you think about the idea of black Christian, right? And it's not to diss nobody's religion. I believe everybody should have believe in what they want. And, you know, not to go in too deep into that. When you were, when your ancestors came from Africa, Christianity was forced upon them.
Yeah,
you're not naturally back to your ancestry Christian. So when I when people tie in Jesus to the black community, I feel like that's like the slave master effect of it, because it's not
colonization.
It's not part of the colored heritage. It's not part of our Hispanic or our black heritage. So Jesus, because most of the time you see Jesus as a white man. You haven't seen Jesus black until recently, like as far as like the 90s, maybe late 80s, you've seen that type of picture of Jesus as a black person. And it's like, you know, there's no disrespect to anybody, but it's like, think for yourselves. That's my only thing, you know, think outside the box, do research on other things, you know, and religion is like, I never like to talk religion or politics, but we're frosted and we smacked, and that's what we do here because we high and no one can take us seriously. So, you know, we get a pass. I'm smacked.
Yo, I had a thought and I forgot what I said because you started getting mad deep and I just lost what I was saying.
Yeah.
Damn, dog. Sorry. That was good. That was some good saying, though, bro.
I'll be in my bag.
But, what was you talking about before that?
Eminem. People trying to try shady.
Nah. Right before you started saying that, there was some shit we was talking about. I don't remember. Bro, low-key, yeah, like we were saying, bro, just for everybody to clarify shit. You know, and a lot of people are going to oppose it, but we're all black, bro. And the problem for real in the black community, yeah, I'm going to say this, bro.
And all the music is black.
The real problem, and this actually, it's not just the black community, because this happens in all people of color, bro. Colorism. That is our fucking problem. You're not black enough, or you're not light enough. Like, what the fuck is a problem with that? Feel me? Like, with black people, feel me? They look at you, you're not black. Maybe I actually been called white on social media.
You look more Arab than white to me.
But niggas call me white, bro. Feel me? And it was like, yo, I'm not white. Like, how would you assume that? Because I don't look dark enough? That's fucked up.
And then you
like, what do you call albinos? You feel me? Shit like that.
I feel like people need to... I feel like we're blessed growing up in New York because we were raised with such diverse people.
Especially
around
the area
us.
We got to grow up in, yeah.
Because Queens being one of the most diverse places in the world. Fact check that.
A little bit of Brooklyn.
Because of all the airports is in Queens. But, like, I feel basically, you know... I guess we experience us, Cali, I think Florida, it's a little different because we're cities and it's diverse. Middle America, I think, still needs to adjust to the fact and understand that. And I think most of America, like the South too, I think I think a lot of people in the South have a different experience with it.
Let's talk about Cali then. And I know this kind of still like exists a little bit, but especially back then, you had the problem with color, right? We were all people of color. So imagine you got the fucking Latinos, you know, the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans.
Cholos.
You know, right? You got the fucking Asians. You got the fucking black people. And everybody's sitting there, and they're all going through the same problems. The police all beating on all of them, shit like that. They're sitting there going through a struggle, right? They're trying to feed their families and shit. Yo, but, oh, you can't be in this neighborhood. You can't walk over here, this and that. You feel me? And that color shit is really a problem. Spanish people, a lot of us, and I know it's a lot of us Dominicans too, bro. Like, if you're too dark, like, it's a problem.
But that's that, is it Willie Lynch? It's that crab in a bucket. Let's hate each other.
What's that Mets player that he kept skin dyeing himself, bro?
I don't think it was Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, bro.
I don't think it was from the Mets. I don't think he was from the Mets.
He's a baseball player, but you know what I'm talking about,
right? Sammy Sosa.
He kept bleaching himself and bleaching himself.
Michael Jackson.
Well, it's tough with Michael because he did have vertigo, and I think maybe between, like, depression, he started bleaching out just to get full on, like, this one color. You feel me? But he's a little touchy. But it's a problem, bro. It's a color. You know, there was a Jamaican artist, a female, right? People were always talking about how she's too dark. So she ended up one day bleaching herself. And then she did a song about why she did it.
It was fake, though.
The bleaching?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she did that shit to tell people. And she told people it's because I wanted to see how you would still like me if I was light-skinned doing what I was doing.
Facts.
You feel me?
I remember that.
So it was like, that's real shit. Like, colorism needs to fucking stop, bro.
Let's talk about it in the Hispanic community, too. In Hispanic countries, you only see one skin on TV. You don't see brown or dark-skinned people on TV. You see Latinas, typical, you know. Even on the news, you see, like, they're all fucking...
Shit,
they basically look like fucking, like, models, like porn stars, some of them. Like, no disrespect. I like it, but it's just kind of like, you know...
You got some familiar than eat that up in that shit, bro?
Yeah, like, you know, and even, like, they, you know, in Hispanic countries, the darker you are, like, you know, the uglier you are, or you know, the you do voodoo and that whole concept, like pitting us against each other, is kind of corny to me, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why people do it, bro. Like, we have family members that are dark skinned, you feel me? It's in our history, it's in our blood, it's who we are, it's our culture, you feel me? Like, even down to the Indians, bro, in Central America, know that shit. A lot of the Indians were dark skinned.
Native.
Feel me? Native Indians.
They weren't technically Indians.
Alright, Native. We're just gonna say Native, but you know the word in terms of Indian. But they were Natives, right? The Natives were dark skinned, a lot of them. Feel me? They weren't so fucking light skinned and pale. All of that is from the colonization. You were raped. Straight up facts, you were raped.
George Washington raped slaves.
A lot of motherfuckers did that.
On the street, he still be walking past niggas, right? Like, it's the same shit, bro.
That's a fact, though, Nick. Like, kids get exposed to smoke every day.
Man, come on now, bro. Don't say no dumb shit like that. That shouldn't make no sense, bro.
I don't give a fuck if she hear that, nigga. Fuck that bitch, bro. Like,
even the time when he was so at, weak. Even the time we was at, yo, he came to work, and he was like, he went to the food spot. He was like, yo. Damn, he's like, what you said again? He was like, yo, we smell like, it smell like mad weed and shit. He was there like, bro, what's that supposed to mean? Like,
what that supposed to mean?
I don't get that, bro. Nah, he was telling us, he was like, yo, nigga was in Five Guys and shit. And he was talking about some weed shit.
Where it was. All right, enough buffoonery. Let's get into some talking. What we doing? What we talking about?
Why niggas hate when you smell like weed?
Bro, you just mad because they can't smoke.
Yo, this is crack, bro. Where's the hottest place you guys smoked at? Hottest place as in like
outside?
Yeah, like you was about to get caught.
I'm gonna keep those recorded.
Yeah,
I don't know. I smoke everywhere, bro. I smoke all over outside.
I'm all over.
I smoke in the city. I smoke in parks. I smoke walking to fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
I smoke on my way to work.
You ever smoke in front of a precinct?
Yeah.
I walk past the precinct.
I walk past the precinct smoking.
Yeah.
Come on now, bro. Weeds, 2019, like. Come on.
Yeah, shit.
Yo, can you guys break down, like, how to hop the train?
Let me tell you how to hop the train, son. Man, if my boy Eugenio was here, he would tell you.
Snitching on Eugenio.
Oh, hey. All right, my bad.
You want to cut me or some shit?
You could have had that first one back.
I ain't gonna lie, the spliff is from the heavens, my nigga. This shit punching my chest all day. I had to slip all day, bro.
Yo, so how you have to train, bro?
So, boom, pretty this. For me, you just Cause it's not even like
jump,
me,
bro, you just
me,
jump.
Nah, not even. I don't even jump no more. Feel me? I'm too old to be jumping over turnstiles. I just step over that motherfucker. You feel me? Just like that.
So yo, what I do to get ready is I grab, like, I walk towards it, right? Pretend I'm about to swipe, grab onto both ends and jump.
I don't even pretend, bro.
I don't even pretend no more, bro.
I just go in this.
I'm too old to be pretending, bro.
I just go in
here. I just step right over that shit. Look at this cop first and just...
It's a fuck. But them niggas be in the cut sometimes, too.
Them niggas be in the cut. Yeah, you already know, bro.
What y'all been listening to?
Y'all, but keep it real, bro. I've been listening to the YoungBoy.
Figures. Why do niggas like NBA YoungBoy?
Yo, it's not even the fact that, yo, NBA YoungBoy, bro, he's mad versatile, bro. Like,
exactly.
He's mad versatile, bro. His what you call it now? The fan base is the young crowd. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? He just be talking his emotions, bro. He's talking the pain that he be feeling.
Y'all niggas like herbie niggas?
It's not even about the herpes. You feel? Don't be that nigga, bro.
We're not talking about his personal life.
We're not talking his personal life. We're just talking about strictly music.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's a bitch, man. Right? No.
A nigga make good music, bro. He probably, you never know, bro. If you give him some time,
give him a couple tracks,
you probably fuck with him. Like, this certain tracks, you probably still fuck with, but
nah, like, I like his music. I just like fucking with him. Pause.
Nah.
I don't want herpes.
Nah, niggas got all this.
Call you bring the water from the car?
Probably forgot in the car.
No, I'm saying, you bring yours?
Yo, you ever scratch your head in blood? Yeah, me.
Wait, what the fuck?
Just that shit on the shit.
You gotta say random shit.
You scratch your head so hard you start bleeding.
Yeah, I ain't see that.
Wait a minute.
I ain't see that post where Drake's birthday. Niggas try to play Pusha T.
Oh, facts. Yo, I heard Ja Rule.
This is what she gave me.
Oh, I heard Ja Rule had like a 50 Cent record ripped off before too.
Who?
Ja Rule. Nigga said who? Facts. Who is Ja Rule?
Ja Rule?
Nah, but like, why would you play Pusha T at a Drake party though?
Can't do that.
Shit different from the other shit. So
it's like playing Nicki at a Cardi party.
I would do that. If I was a DJ.
You a troll.
No, Nicki's the reason I'm here, nigga, if I'm a Cardi. What?
You're right. That's a fact.
What?
But niggas not gonna respect that. That's why I'll forever be a Nicki fan, you feel me? Like,
where is she on vacation, bro? So we already know. She chilling right now.
She doing her.
She about to marry that nigga too.
They married already.
Nicki Minaj and whoever that nigga's name is.
Yeah.
That fucking MB nigga.
Random nobody.
A Mac Bola.
Get snatched up by some like celebrity. What the
fuck? Where the fuck she finding the guy?
Fuck.
Damn it!
Throw him out.
Yeah.
And what the fuck did I just do?
Call the next one his fucking pocket.
Yo, bro, you need to do that mission, bro. You need to do that.
What?
With them lighters, bro. Ain't gonna talk like talk.
I gave Don like mad lighters, bro.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, he gave me like six, bro. Chill, bro.
Give me two, bro.
What?
It was like six.
It was like one of the regular packs, like 6, 8. Cause he was here the last time we got them.
I gave
the first batch you gave us. Remember, he was here. The second batch I came, I only got the sixth. Remember, it was the red, blue, and what else? It was the red, blue, and the other in black. Remember? It was the red, blue, and black. It was in the pack. I stack up all my shit, nigga. I'm smoking, bro.
Let me tell you.
You gotta understand when you smoking, bro. Niggas be bringing, like, you feel me? Individual shit. You gotta bring everything you need to smoke. You feel me? Niggas will bring shit and be like, yo, you got papers? Nah, nigga, what the fuck you mean? You about to go smoke. Why you have your own papers, bro? You know what I'm saying? My shit be done in mad quick. The cherry flow?
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's just doing it. Fuck that shit.
Nigga knocked it out my head. That nigga knocked this shit with his own head.
Yo, if you guys were with a girl for 2 years and she went to jail, you cheated on her?
What? Weezer?
Yeah, you're still with her.
If you were the bitch for 2 years and she go to jail, you cheating on her?
She got 3 years.
And she got 3 years?
Yeah.
Hold on, son. You know somebody that got 3 years, son?
I'm because it says JT says Lil Yachty cheated on her while she was in jail.
I didn't even know they was together.
I didn't know they was together either.
That is new to me.
That's why nobody knew she was cheating.
They probably wasn't together. That was probably just like, yo, you
a buddy. Penthouse? Oh my god.
It's a penthouse. Damn, I gotta watch a new episode, B.
The Wu-Tang? Yeah, you slacking, bro.
Fuck.
How you like Snowfall?
Snowfall?
Wait, what are you up to Snowfall?
I'm waiting for season 3. I'm trying to find out where to watch it.
FX.
I can't. I
have
to be
freely
provided or something.
Damn. I got you.
We're going to
watch it.
Alex, you got to watch that, bro. You got to put them on season 3. Season 3, you're going to get them. You're going to be like, where?
They got trippy. You want me to get a letter?
I got you right now.
Shit, man. What else we want to talk about? What else?
That's what's smoking split for this real quick.
Let's roll it.
Yeah, roll that shit quick, bro. Let's see if that shit punching you.
Bro, we out to my crib, bro. So I'm out to let it feel me.
Yeah, I gotta drop it. I can't drop the whip on.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, my mom retweeted.
Y'all niggas like Tyrese?
Who? Gibson?
Yeah.
What, singer or actor?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Singing Tyrese? That's my nigga, yo.
The nigga that cry on Instagram?
Yeah. That's my nigga, yo. It's R&B. Movie-wise, he also gets a plus in my book. And bless, but not only because of Fast and Furious or nothing like that, feel me? He was just all around good actor to me.
Wendy Williams' ex blocked him off their show because he thought that she was flirting with him.
That's between them.
Yeah,
all right. Wendy Williams' boyfriend?
Ex-husband.
Like when Levine, bro, let me tell you some shit, nigga. I was up in the fucking, I took a fucking National Guard test, bro. I'm trying to fail this shit, right? Purposely, and I end up passing this shit with flying colors, bro. I don't know how that makes sense, bro.
Why are you trying to fail it purposely?
I'm trying to get drafted.
Yeah.
Why you took the test for?
To see, just cause my cousin was like, yo, bro, take this shit. If you pass, you pass. If you fail, you fail. You feel me? When I'm thinking, if I pass, I pass. It ain't gonna be shit, niggas.
I guess just because they was at the location or whatever, you're just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you going to the army?
No, I'm. Yo, they're gonna want to. Yo, all I know is, bro, I passed them tests to qualify. I ain't no way I'm passing that fucking drug test. So I'm not even stressed out, bro.
But if it's just weed, you good.
Yeah.
Nah, anything he is, he disqualified.
That's what. I got PTSD from fucking shooting niggas in the face and I can't smoke weed.
That's stupid. Not like that, nigga. I think they want, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I think even if you have medicinal weed, I don't think you can join.
If y'all had the chance to kill somebody, get away with it, who would you kill?
Riverdale?
Wait, what?
You said in Riverdale?
I said, if y'all had a chance to kill somebody and get away with it, who would you kill?
No negativity like that.
Would you kill somebody?
Nope. Not sure.
Violence isn't the answer, bro.
I got a few people.
Me too.
Got a snipe list.
I got one list with one person on it.
I got like five.
Big ops.
He is an op. Feel me? We ain't gonna talk about that on here, though. Let me ask y'all a question.
What?
How do y'all feel? All right, let's just say you put your friend on to somebody. You put your female friend on to your male friend. You feel me?
Okay.
And you know, time go by, and you know, you stay out there. Once they get together, you know, you kind of fall back a little bit, fall off the picture, so you know it don't be no funny stuff. Feel me? But now the male friend and the female friend is not together no more.
Bro,
Go for it.
That's all the weed.
So, this is like my, you said go for it? Yeah. Nah. But here it is. So, you know, time go by after they break up. And a rumor goes around saying that you...
This is like a lot, bro.
Wait. Saying that you fucking your female friend after you put her on to your male friend. How would you guys react to that? Like,
there's a rumor that you're fucking her?
Yeah, like...
Can I fuck her for real then? Like, you feel me? Like, yo,
if that's the case, right?
Can we make this happen?
Just ask her.
That for low for
it. Well, done, man. Yeah, for real, like...
You playing games, nigga.
Where you grab at, bro? You got grabs? Oh, yeah.
Need that.
I think a DC said that a fountain looked like a pussy.
What?
I think a DC said that a fountain looked like a pussy.
Fountain like a pussy?
Yeah.
DC and Fly?
Yeah.
That nigga is too funny for me, bro. It be times where he be having me super dead, but then there's other times I be looking at him like, yo, what he talking about?
That's that country shit.
They launch the ball because I'm niggas. That uptown grubber,
you fact, yo. Do me a favor.
Nah, I need that Flatbush grubber, bro.
Nah, hell no.
Flatbush got the best grubber.
Nah. You ain't come uptown. You ain't even come uptown yet, bro.
Sure, bro. I've been uptown, bro.
Nah, bro. But you ain't been uptown,
bitches
bro.
Bitches from uptown.
Nah, bro. Not uptown, nah. You ain't been even uptown. Not uptown, BK.
Every time I fuck an uptown bitch, I use a condom.
I don't know,
you're supposed to use a condom anytime, you know.
You do not use condoms every time, bro. Don't lie to me, bro.
What that supposed to mean?
Do you know how many Plan Bs you stole, my nigga? Fuck out of here.
Hold on. It was stolen for a profit, all right? Come on. It was always a money scheme. It was always a way to get money at that job, bro. You said what? Nigga, what haven't we stole from that job, bro?
Yo, bro, remember all the thieves that would pop in, nigga, like have nicknames for all these niggas: Rick, White Boy Rick, and then the
Bill Cosby, Turkey Leg.
That nigga never came back.
Yeah, that nigga. Why though? No, that white nigga, that tall ass white nigga. I don't remember his name.
That would spit when he talked.
Yeah, I always spit when he talked.
Yo, 40 Second Street got some of the dirtiest bums, bro.
Bro, you ain't been to Harlem, bro?
Those are fiends, though. Forty Second Street is the Alkies.
Yeah, I swear. Alkies. It'd be different. It'd be different type of shit.
Bro. I like the bums with talent.
I guess I like the bums with talent.
Feel me? If I'm on the train. And you hop on the train playing a drum or some shit, or like playing some fucking whack keyboard, or you're trying to sing or some shit like that, I'll give you like 50 cents.
So you're trying to grind though. It's not like you begging.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
I'd rather you do something than beg.
If you're just coming out here begging,
then you're not trying to do nothing.
Yeah, you definitely can't get no bread from me, bro.
If you hustling, I respect
it. I hate when they like people pass out signs. You ever had somebody come on the train passing out signs? And then I like, pick them back up. Like,
yeah,
the fuck?
Get that.
The fuck is the point?
I never got that either. They'll be like, donate a dollar, but like, you gave it. You literally put it in my hand, bro.
How much you pay for the copies of that, nigga? Fuck you, me. We'll pay
you. I want you to read it, see your shop story, and then fucking ask for money and then take it back to do it to somebody else.
Nah, bro. Get on the fucking train, bro, and fucking entertain me, nigga. Fuck out of here. I want a show.
Nigga said, get on the.
Entertain I hop this nigga. Shit for a show, nigga.
Bro, what you doing, bro?
Bro, look at this nigga, bro. This nigga rolled. Think about the roller spiff, no gravel, bro. Who the fuck smoking that?
You are.
You must have fucked with your head, nigga.
Bro.
No one making a gravel the whole time. Bro. Like, who you think smoking that?
Yo, last week we were talking about the corniest rap niggas. Who's on your list for corniest rap niggas?
Corniest rap niggas?
What
you mean as corny as hell?
Biggest corny.
Like lyrically?
Just in general, they like corny.
Put your teeth.
Fuck out of here. You a hater.
I'm a hater. Nah. But for the top five corny rappers, like it can be from anywhere.
Anywhere.
don't really know.
Yo, bro, you don't think Logic is corny?
Hell no. I don't really listen to Logic like that, to be honest. I don't want to sound like that guy.
You don't think Lil Pump is corny?
Yeah, Lil Pump.
That box right there by the Jenga.
Well, before he wasn't, but now he is Soulja Boy.
Nah.
Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Bass God. Like no swag. Like,
what the fuck is this, Johnny?
You have no idea. I stole the wrong shit.
Heard. Alright, hold it.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm about to finish the show.
Should be Ziplocs and that shit right there.
Alright, can you get that for me, bro?
Pass me the Ziploc socks right there.
Okay, let me just zip in all these shits.
Come on, bro. I'm gonna get another
one. You think they got, or not even, better question. Who you think rose to fame the fastest? Like, you feel me? The bit? Yeah. Yep.
He got good music, though.
You know, the baby dad got great music. I fuck with all his music.
His setup is great, bro. His system is good. You know he doing. Facts.
Yeah, that's why I can't say anything.
You know what he doing. You know what he doing.
$1 billion baby business, you heard? Shout out to those niggas.
Word.
My son's Stunner. Stunner too.
Yeah, it's a fact. He getting money, bro, because of the baby.
Right behind him, yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
There you know. No, you listen to that Chef G shit?
Oh, we talking about Brooklyn rappers now? All right.
You gotta listen to that shit, Heat, bro.
That guy's gotta take a.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the real Crip niggas and shit. I mean, yo, to be honest with you, I don't know the situation with this, bro. Yo, bro,
talk about that Casanova shit, bro.
Yo, Casanova shit, though?
Yeah,
yo, that's just the shit, bro. That's my favorite album right now. Right. Him and Young M.A. got my favorite albums out right now.
Young M.A. shit, it was going hard.
It was going hard. I got a few songs on it that was hard. Me and this nigga was bumping in the car.
That's a fly. Young M.A. shit was underrated. I think Young M.A. fucked up dropping the same day as DaBaby, though.
Especially
with no features. Like, she had no name features. Like, she had her niggas. Like, she had, like, a Nicki Minaj track at least. She did her thing. Facts. Independently?
Like the first half
as an independent artist, she probably made more money than DaBaby probably did because he signed to a major. So I'll give it to her on that. I mean, she said she's going to still direct porn and shit.
Yo, that's fucking.
Yo, there was a debate. Y'all fuck with Ludacris?
I mean, what, musically?
In general.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good
actor.
There was a debate.
Like, Ludacris was never as big as Cardi B is now.
What the fuck?
Rosenberg said that.
What the fuck? I mean, you gotta really think. Like, how old is Cardi B now? 28?
I think so.
You know what I mean? How old is Ludacris? Like, damn near 40?
Yeah.
You can't really. You gotta look back. When did fucking Ludacris even start doing whatever he's doing?
Early
2000s?
That Move Bitch song was just.
Move Bitch. I mean,
he had like radio hits.
I don't really ever heard of him.
I didn't even think about going back to check his
album. I felt like even as an actor though, like with the Fast and Furious shit and Crash and other shit.
I mean,
I don't know. Ludacris is big to me. Pause.
I don't know, dropping shit. I felt that shit touch my foot. Anybody took any L's this year? Like rappers? Like any big ones besides 6ix9ine? We can't talk about 6ix9ine because he the biggest L of 2019. I feel like.
Everybody had a decent year.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like besides him, everybody had a decent year. Everybody did their thing this year. Stayed out of trouble and shit.
Yeah. Facts. Everybody
dropping music and shit. Didn't get money.
endorsements.
Yo, I dropped my fucking
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
You talk about some rules.
Niggas in Queens do not rap Ja Rule.
If I mean, like, that shit bussin'? Oh. There ain't no Jay-Z will forever be the greatest.
Fuck out of here, bro.
What? Oh, I'm a Rock Nation nigga till I die.
I will name 10 niggas better than Jay-Z.
Right now.
Do it.
Listen to
Nas. Big Pun.
Okay, cut to do.
Big L. All right,
facts. Wu-Tang.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right, like 9 niggas.
Come on. That's like...
Right. J. Cole.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
J. Cole and his... Nah, J. Cole, that's my nigga, bro. Sure.
Biggie.
It's certain niggas you I put J. Cole over.
I put Jay-Z over Pac.
Kendrick Lamar with Jay-Z, bro.
Yo, keep it real. I can't even now think about it. I don't even know my own 50, top 50.
Give me a top 5.
My top 5 rappers?
So, like, there was a list about top 5 New York, top 5 Atlanta. You can do that, too, if you want. Top 5 New York.
See, I feel like I can do it that way. I can't just do it so universally. Top 5, I really don't listen to a lot of niggas.
Top 5 New York.
Top 5 New York. My son, A Boogie. Feel me?
Okay.
My son, Lil Tecca just came out. You feel me? But I'm really rocking with his music, bro. I really fuck with Lil Tecca. You feel me?
I can't even credit your list right now. Go ahead.
Casanova. Feel me? My son Cas do his thing. Feel
okay.
Me?
Okay.
That's 3. Well then, I mean, I don't listen to Cardi. There's only one Cardi song I like.
So you're saying top as like they're hot right now or like
yeah?
Okay.
Feel me? Right now.
I thought you meant like bet all time.
Oh, if you're talking about all time, then you gotta go like with like see like. I'm trying to think. I can't really think right now. I'm kind of a little high. Fucking like Jay-Z. Jay-Z though is gonna be the number one if shit like that coming from New York, but I really can't remember a lot right now, but
New York.
Mm-hmm.
So look, for me, are you all signing the logo yet?
Oh, nah, what's the word? Show me that.
Yeah, so, like, for me, it's going to be Nas.
Mm.
Method Man. New York shit. I'll put Fat Joe.
I saw Fat Joe get a spot in my heart, but he, like, top 10.
I don't want to say Big Pun again. I put Fat Joe, Remy, Young M.A.
I mean, Remy, son, I don't know, bro. I don't know how to feel about Remy no more, bro. Like, yo. Back then, her shit was hard, you feel me? But now it's like, the one song that I really like with her is the shit with A Boogie.
Matter of fact. Yo, bro, that, y'all gotta listen to Miss Martin, bro.
Who the fuck is that?
That's her first song. It was on Big Pun's album. It's called Miss Martin. That shit. I'm about to play that shit now. I'm about to get out this Nas bag I've been in. Lil Jon can go on that corniest rapper list too.
Yes. But Lil Jon's be on the features Lil Jon had. I mean, well, he be featuring on be fire. Like my.
You gotta put Busta Rhymes in your top New York rappers. Busta Rhymes. You know what my favorite Busta Rhymes shit was? Remember Make It Clap with Sean Paul?
Yeah.
That shit was fun.
Shit, Busta? Yeah, I mean, he's a father, but. Yeah.
But that monster back, better believe that. You know the Bronx is back, she represent that. Cause that was part of the back, but can't be that. My niggas love the track.
I ain't
hear
the deepest, hop back and bust rhymes at the speakers, I'm troubling. Shoot out the air bubbles in your sneakers, the tights to copper range, along with all the features. Then take the back streets to avoid the leeches. A pregnant bitch told shit, I'ma destroy my fetus. A dead baby pop is hooky, this boy can't beat up straight strong arm. Bombarding and bombarding, bring me the right of old rhymes, nigga. I beg your pardon, this is smart, and I done broke night in the studio.
Fire, right?
Don't be the publishing, still be biting and kill me lying. Like they the ones doing the scribing, when you can hear the ghostwriter. All up in they rhyme, and I flow like water. Y'all just drizzle a little sea. Ask me with honey and skittles in the middle, what they do Italy. I don't know diddly, I spit hot and try shit. Every time I kick a rhyme,
those lyrics are there with Papoose.
This is before she met Papoose.
That's crazy though, because Papoose style is
good. It's before she met Papoose.
That's big pun. That's why she likes.
Bro, bro, that's what I think you did like earlier. Just go back a little further.
Yo, I don't know. I can't listen to Lil TJ like that no more. Like his earlier music, I could listen to.
He's like this a fake A Boogie now, right?
Type shit. I can't say that, but it's just something. I don't know. I feel like he got off the hood and everything just changed.
Next to you.
Water.
Oh, this is my lighter. This nigga got my fucking lighter.
I need a breeze, nigga. I can breathe the smoke.
What about Atlanta rappers?
You already know the top one is my nigga Guwap. Feel me?
Gucci?
Yep.
I respect that.
Migos is still on top.
I hate it, yeah.
Lil Baby.
Yeah. He stopped with the perks though. He stopped. I seen him say he stopped smoking cigarettes and shit.
Getting his health shit.
Yeah, that nigga. I forgot his shorty name, but she keeping him in check.
I only got enough for a quarter.
Yeah, you gotta listen to, if you wanna talk about Brooklyn rappers now, you gotta listen to Eli Frost, you feel me? Gotta listen to Eli Frost.
Gotta listen to Noe.
Straight bullshit.
Wait, ain't that your boy?
Yeah.
I still got his mixtape on my phone.
Save us, give us a topic.
I don't even know, bro.
What's the random thoughts in your head right now?
His game, bro.
Maurice talking about that new card, bro.
What? Call of Duty? What? Let me tell y'all something, son.
How is it?
It's good. It's a good game, you know. It's different. It definitely is different. Like, automatic recover health back.
The original game,
where
it used to be.
Yeah, but it's like it kind of looked like Battlefield or Rainbow Six graphics. You feel me? Okay. It's like, and then like,
Some nice shits.
Yeah, it's looking clean. You feel me? I turned off some of the graphics because the way my eyes be set up. So I turned off some of the settings, the graphic settings.
Halo used to fuck with me. Too much stuff.
Like, yo, I had to turn on my brightness because when you get flash in that game, yo, it's like somebody flashing us. Yeah, like
a real flashlight
in your face type shit in real life though. Like, feel me? You already know. P4. I'm giving out free smoke.
Xbox.
We already got crossplay too. You can add me.
Xbox.
Get the
ice on
the game.
Get at me, it's golly strokes.
Like, you know how Fortnite is? They got like the epic account and then your regular. Alright, so like
that shit trash, bro.
Fortnite, it's trash, but that's the only thing, that's the only game right now that got crossplay. Like Activision account or your, you know, add you on your Activision shit. Feel me? And then
can't play that Fortnite shit, bro.
I caught a solo dub today again. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even play Fortnite like that. I was kind of great this today. And then I played squads and kept getting in second.
When you're done.
That's it. I guess it's a wrap, guys. That's it for the night.
Word.
I want some fucking rat. I thought it was some Chinese food.
Nigga said, I want some fucking rat. I felt that.
Fucking dead. Heard it.
I'm gonna order it too.
You gonna eat rat and dog? Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yo, I heard you, bro. Yo, it tastes good, bro. That's what he ordering it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Fuck. That shit tastes good, so nigga, bro. Fuck it, bro. He's already fucking it up before. Might as well. You know what I'm saying? You can't
tell me nothing now. Like,
you don't gotta stop
now. It's too late.
Fuck, nigga.
Should have told me when I first started buying this shit way back when. I probably would have thought about it in the long run. And then I probably would have stopped, you feel me? But it's too late now.
That's how I feel too.
Word, like certain foods.
You know, like, we know what's in the food, we know what's in the water.
It's all cool.
Yeah, but we just like, yo, fuck it, it's too late now. Like it's not even that it's too late. It's just like, yo, like, bro, like look how much water I drunk. Feel me? Like, look how much food I ate. What you telling me now for? Like,
what are you telling me now for?